You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Uh-oh, guess what just happened? The Dakota Pipeline spilled 383,000 gallons of oil in North Dakota. Greenpeace says leak is exactly what multiple experts predicted. But this is what Trump wanted. He wanted to give the A-OK for the pipeline. Nobody ever listens to me or any of the indigenous anymore. They just want to go ahead and do what they just want to do. All for the sake of earning a buck. Wow. So sick of this. Man. All right, whatever. Moving on. Okay, so we're all gathered here today to say goodbye to our friend Fox News. Why? Because they have now joined fake news media. I mean, like they weren't already fake news here and there beforehand. But they have gone full force fake news now. And what I mean by that is like, oh boy, I get to report the news, everybody. Because if you were paying attention a while ago, Fox News and Disney News merged.
Oh boy.
So now you got Mickey Mouse reporting the news. Now we're gonna have fake alien stories and even more fake mass shootings. Though they've toned it down quite a bit with the whole mass shooting, and now there's only like two or three people getting shot and killed here and there. Three people injured. One person died. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Could you imagine though, Mickey Mouse reporting freaking mass shootings?
There was another mass shooting at the Google home.
I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously, dude. Yeah, I mean, yes, I can, but like the voice, seriously. It's just, I'm sorry. Just give me a second to process what I'm trying to do here because it sounds so stupid to me. So I gotta get into character.
Oh boy, there was another mass shooting at the Google headquarters, you guys. Goofy here is reporting the news.
Yuck! Can you believe? Gosh! Hold on. He had an M1A1! I'm sorry, dude. This is so stupid! Back to you, Mickey! Okay. Like, are you guys getting how stupid this sounds? Because that's the epitome of Fox merging with Disney, becoming Disney Foxhole News. News that just kind of makes you want to just dig a foxhole and bury yourself in it. Put your head in the sand and just never poke your head back out again. You thirsty? Oh well.
Oh boy! What are we gonna do now? Nobody wants to come outside of their doors. How are they gonna come and pay me? And my theme park? Oh boy! Cause remember, this all started with a mouse. That's what Walt would want. Good old Walt. Before Disney!
Did you ever see that movie, Walt Before Disney? You should watch it. However you gotta do it, just watch the movie. It's interesting. But,
oh boy!
Yeah. Disney reports the news. Mickey Mouse reporting the news. Mickey Mouse reporting! So, there's a place here called, I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to promote it. Okay, so we're gonna skip over the name. Well, anyways, the point being here is that they were promoting karaoke on Wednesday, calling it the karaoke before Halloween, which was the night before Halloween. Fair rotation. No, I'm sorry. Let me read it how it's printed. Fair rotation! It's got an exclamation point at the end. And I was taught by my third grade teacher to, say it like that. And then, right after that is printed, great song selection. So just to recap, fair rotation! Great song selection. So yeah, okay. Well, so I went to the karaoke before Halloween, because you know me, you guys know me, I freaking love karaoke. It's hard for me to turn it down. And especially whenever it's being promoted with the use of Disney characters. That would sucker just about anybody in, I would say. It looks fun, it looks inviting. You go to the bar, not so fun, not so inviting. I didn't even park. It's on a dead end, and there's a wall, like the side of a building, and it's got this big Illuminati freaking painting on the side of the building. And I am like, oh my goodness. And guess what it's got on it? It's got some weird magician zombie looking creepy dude with like a crystal or something in his hands. I don't know. Whatever. I don't even remember. It's stupid. And then it's got the Illuminati eye on each side. And they're drawn differently. Like one looks like a Egyptian eye. And then one looks just like Illuminati eye on each side. It's like they're very different. So they're each individual eyes. Do you understand? They're not two eyes looking. They're each Illuminati type of symbolism, eyes. It's pretty sick. So you see the duality there. The one is like in color, cartoon color, you know, drawn in, colored in, white behind the eye. The other one is just like one solid color in a shape of an eye. You see what I'm saying here? And then, on the sides of this weird zombie creepy magician dude crap, you got one unicorn, and it's white. And then on the other side of him is one unicorn, and it's black. See the duality there? This is the Illuminati Freemasonry. And then, on the outskirts of that is all this tagging, right? There's words in there that you're not supposed to be able to read easily because they're tagging and only taggers are supposed to be able to read it. But I mean, like, admit it, dude, you still struggle to read this crap. You probably have to look at it for like 10 minutes to understand what it says. Like, even if you do tagging, like, I look at that and I'm like, what does this crap say? It's crap. Let me tell you, dude, it's not artwork. It's tagging. Huge difference. We are taking artwork back. I'm not just gonna sit here and let you like vilify artwork in the name of the Illuminati. That's so stupid. Y'all are so dumb. I'm gonna gang tag on the side of this building and put Illuminati symbols and make it all cool and cartoony and on a dead end street. Oh my gosh, get out of here with your Illuminati garbage. It's such crap. I'm so tired of this. But there's gang taggings, right? All on the outside on the rest of the building. It's like this big, long rectangle. It's like a ruler, right? It's like 12 inches long, you know, whenever you're looking at it from far away. It's like 12 inches, right? That's what she said. So anyways, moving on. And each shade, like each section of the gang tagging is a different rainbow color. So it's like gay, Illuminati, duality, zombie, weird, creepy magician dude. Like, what is he supposed to be, the high priestess? He's not even a priest, he's a priestess. I'm not even going to dignify that with a male, alpha male, whatever. You get what I'm getting at. Just, it's stupid. The whole thing is stupid. It's a waste of talent, man. It is a waste of freaking talent. Whoever drew that, they are really good at drawing. Especially with freaking, what is that, spray paint? Jeez, the freaking wheeze, dude. You got talent. You just wasted it on Illuminati beliefs and symbolism. Like, get out of here. Worst crap ever. And you call that art. Just, my goodness. So, I went to the mall the other day. And on the mall, like, on the wall of the mall, it's got like this. It looks cool at first glance, but then like you take a closer look and it's like, this is art. It's spray painted poodles with some like weird, I guess it's supposed to be a female. I don't even know, like some weird stick figure female thing. Like with the dogs on the leash, like it's walking the dogs or something, right? So, I mean, it's done artfully, but then you look at the top of its head and it's got like this panty liner on the top of the head. Like, a girdle on the head, like, it's supposed to be a lampshade? Like, what? I don't get it, dude. The crap you guys call art these days? Jeez, a freaking wheeze, bro. I don't get it, bro. Am I supposed to understand this crap? Because it's garbage, dude. It's straight up garbage. You take this amazing talent that you have, and you waste it. You waste it on something so tasteless. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking you. You guys got talent. You have talent. I see through the bull crap, and you have talent. So why are you wasting it on weird, outlandish garbage? Like, it's all good until you get to this weird sticky figure woman thing with like a, I don't know. Like, what is that? And it's supposed to be mysterious and this and that. No, it's stupid, bro. It's dumb. From one artist to a self-proclaimed artist, it's dumb. I'm sick of your perversion of what the status quo is. You know what art is, and you wipe your butt with it. I'm tired of it, dude. You wipe your ass with it. I cannot believe you. But, oh boy, another shooting.